Last night, the vote went down in the House of Representatives. 314 yes, 117 no on the debt ceiling bill that was called the Fiscal Responsibility Act. One of those no votes, Mark Alford, Congressman, Missouri, of course, joining us on KCMO. Congressman, good morning. Thanks for being here. Why were you a no vote last night?
Well, Pete, ever since the day that I announced my candidacy on your show, almost 2 years ago now, I was dedicated to listening to the voters. We traveled 70,000 miles in 24 counties, and everywhere I went, I listened, and I said one thing. I promised to be the loudest, strongest, most consistent, unwavering voice, but I had to listen to the people, and I listened to the people of the 4th District. They wanted me to vote no. We do not need another $4 trillion of debt put on the backs of our children and grandchildren. This bill did some good things. It did claw back some COVID money. It did get rid of 1 year of hiring those extra IRS agents, but it wasn't enough to compensate for a two-year deal that's going to end after the presidential race, that is not going to have the teeth of leverage that we needed, and put that debt on the backs of the American people. I didn't think it was right. Our voters didn't think it was right.
Congressman, when you look at this deal in particular, you know, you were a yes vote, obviously, on it the first time around. So what in particular, with the way the bill changed after negotiations between the Speaker of the House and the White House, what changed in that negotiation that took you from a yes to a no?
Well, look, I was all for the Limit, Save, Grow Act. That was a catalyst, a vehicle to get the Speaker of the House to the table. Joe Biden had said he would not negotiate on this. We forced his hand. He had to sit down after promising at the prayer breakfast on February, first week of February, that I was at. And he looked Kevin McCarthy in the eye and said they were going to work on this. And then he waits 99 days to finally sit down. They are the ones that have created this crisis. And I am so sick. I was sick of it when I was in a news meeting. I'm even sicker of it now. The way this place operates, where they create crisis because they drag their feet, they obfuscate, and they gaslight people and wait till the very last minute to create this crisis. And I'm not going to operate that way. I'm not going to make decisions under a gun because people like President Biden have waited to the last minute to get something done. It went from $1.5 trillion with a lot of debt cuts and a lot of things like cutting $80 billion from the IRS to totally defund the 87,000 IRA agents. Now it went down to 1.4, only delaying the IRS on 1 year on that. I want to make something very clear. I respect Kevin McCarthy. I'm behind him 100%. The negotiating team, Garrett Graves, Patrick Mahenry, did a fantastic job. I don't know if I could have done any better, but at the end of the day, when I read the entire 99-page bill and I consulted with more than 50,000 constituents that we polled and the numerous phone calls and emails that came to our office, at the end of the day, at the end of a sleepless night last night, I woke up with the decision that we are voting no for the people of the 4th.
Mark Alford joins us on KCMO Talk Radio, a Missouri 4th District Congressman. Good to have him on the show, as always. Of course, as you heard, a no vote last night on the debt ceiling increase. I mean, I guess the politics of this are as such where you can vote no, it passes, and it doesn't really matter. If push came to shove, were you comfortable with the U.S. defaulting on its treasuries? Had your no vote actually meant that?
Pete, I think that's a false narrative. And when I was in the media, these stories came across many times. We have the money in the U.S. Treasury to pay the interest on the debt. In conference the other night, Garrett Graves said that. That is not the issue. The issue would be a drawdown of some spending on government programs. And, yeah, that is not good. We want affected Social Security, Medicare, and veterans. But we cannot keep kicking the can down the road. It has got to stop at some point. And last night, I think 70 other Republicans, including some big names who have been here a long time, said enough is enough. This deal is not good enough. We believe in Kevin McCarthy. We don't believe in the deal.
Mark Alford's on KCMO. So with that being said, there is a push from others who voted no to potentially take a vote to get rid of Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. Do you support that?
Absolutely not. I was, in January, I stood up. I was the third person to do a voice vote on 15 times, and I stayed here all freaking week to do that. My family was sitting in the gallery, and I saw them dwindle over the week, and by the time we got to Saturday morning at 12:35, my wife was the only one there sitting next to Judy McCarthy. I fully support Kevin McCarthy. I think trying to vacate the chair is a stupid idea. The people who are advocating that were never with him to begin with. I'm for unifying our party, but I'm also for having intelligent discussions and respecting the votes of others in our party.
When you look, Congressman, at the future, I mean, God willing, 2024, there will be some major changes to the way the makeup of Congress looks today. You're right. We can't keep kicking the can down the road. I would say that that is universally believed across the fourth, but across, you know, most common sense Americans. But we also know the big boulders, the big boulders when you look at the budget, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. If we're going to have a real conversation about not kicking the can down the road, what does that look like to Congressman Mark Alford?
We are not touching Medicare. We're not touching Social Security. There is enough fat in this president's bloated budget that we can make decisive cuts on. In the appropriations process, I think you'll see that. We have 12 appropriation bills that we have to put forward. We are going to allocate appropriate money that is going to move America forward, but in a wise fashion. We cannot continue to do what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. So, Congressman, as you look at this thing, and, you know, we'll see what happens here in the Senate. Roger Marshall on the Kansas side, he projected it will ultimately get through. Is it now, as you perceive it, full steam ahead to try to utilize this to go into 2024 and get some big victories? Is that the end game here as you perceive it going forward?
Look, I'm ready for this to be done with. We have been talking about this since ever since February, and the president dragging his feet. We need to be about now getting a farm bill passed. We need to get the National Defense Authorization Act passed. I'm on House Armed Services and the Ag Committee to help do that. We need to make reforms in small business. I'm on the Small Business Committee. We need to get the woke out of the SBA. We need to get the woke out of the military. We need to try to get the Secretary of Defense, and he did something today, which I'm very happy, after we sent him a letter condemning drag queen shows at naval bases. He just contacted someone at another base and said, hey, we're not doing that. They were trying to get another drag queen show going at another military base. We've got to get our generals to stop acting like politicians and lead our nation. Communist Chinese government, Pete, as I've been telling you, is, I think, the greatest single threat to our survival as a nation. And we've got to wake up America and realize that number two is our national debt. And when we concentrate on these two things and we start moving in the right direction where we can properly deter China and we can get our house in order when it comes to spending, then we're going to be on the right course for America. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that happens.
And the defense spending in particular, I know, is something that you noted last night is bothersome to you. You say it's a 1% increase, but after inflation, it's really a cut. What would you, I mean, if Mark Alford had his way, what would you see happen when it comes to defense spending in this country, where you want it to be versus where it's going to be?
I think we need a 5 to 7% increase. We are so far behind. If you look on my social media accounts, and I did a video that we released last night after the vote, it shows an unclassified document on the pacing threat from China from 1999, the comparison of our military assets to that to China. We were slightly ahead in 1999. They have us outspent, outbuilt, out-personnelled, if that's even a word, at a alarming rate. Go look at the chart. And if we are going to possibly have a conflict with China, God forbid, in the next 3 to 7 years, but some military members are talking that we've got to spend the money now to build more ships, to increase our assets in the air and in space and in technology that is going to put us ahead of the Chinese, because we cannot afford, with them building and through their Belt and Road Initiative, making investments in Central America, trying to build ports in the Western Hemisphere, we cannot afford to give up our power as the world leader and cede that to communist China. We cannot let that happen.
He is the congressman for the 4th District in Missouri. It is always good to have him on, explaining his no vote from last night. Also saying, as you just heard there from the congressman, fully supportive still, as you would imagine, of Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who he has been a champion of since day one. So we appreciate you being here, Congressman. Always grateful for your time, and keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Pete. God bless.
Absolutely. Mark Alford, good to have him on KCMO Talk.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Radio.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.